We know that it was Saint Gabriel who announced to Mary that she was to be the mother of God. God sent the angel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary to let Our Lady know the will of God. We know, as we were speaking yesterday about vocations, that all of us have a vocation. God has a definite plan for each and every one of us. The most important thing with regard to vocation is that we do God's will. And those of you who are young people, whatever you be called to, married life, single life, religious life, priesthood, whatever it might be, now is the time to prepare by being truly dedicated to your Catholic faith. Receive the sacraments fervently, regularly, try to always be in a state of sanctifying grace, reject occasions of sin, pray your prayers every day, practice virtue, and strengthen and fortify yourself. Because no matter what vocation you have, every vocation is important. We need good Catholic men and women as mothers and fathers to raise children with the Catholic faith and lead their children to God. We need dedicated lay people, men and women, boys and girls, to live their Catholic faith and be a light to the world and to do the work of the Church in their capacity as laity. We also very desperately need priests to be other Christs and continue the work of Christ here on earth of sanctifying souls. And we need religious to do all those duties and fulfill all those responsibilities that the priest can't get to, whether it's teaching catechism or teaching in schools or living a religious life and drawing down graces that would help make fruitful the priest's work. On this feast of St. Gabriel, all of us should remind ourselves that God has called us to a vocation. If we are already in that vocation, let us pray, God, that we cooperate with those graces and we be responsible in our vocation. If we don't know what our vocation is, let's pray to know God's will. But for our two postulants about to receive as novices, you have heard the voice of God in your heart and your soul, calling you to belong exclusively to His service. And like the angel Gabriel when he announced to Mary, so in your heart, as after the Immaculate Heart of Mary, you should say in your heart, with all your heart, to God, Fiat mihi secundum verbum tuum, be it done unto me according to thy word. Now we know it's not just enough to receive the habit of getting a new name. The most important aspect of becoming a novice is living your vocation, not just for a little time, but for the rest of your life. Our Blessed Mother lived that fiat from the time of the Annunciation all the way to her assumption, body and soul, to heaven. And most importantly, our Blessed Mother lived that fiat when she stood by the foot of the cross as the new Eve cooperating in our redemption. There will be joyful times in your religious life. There will be suffering times in religious life. We look at the Blessed Virgin Mary, there are joys and there are sorrows. The Visitation, the Nativity, the Presentation of the Temple, the finding of Jesus in the Temple. But there is also the loss of Jesus in the Temple and the prophecy of Simeon, and meeting Jesus on the way to Calvary and then standing at the foot of the cross. Everyone's life here in this veil of tears is full of joys and sorrows, crosses and triumphs. But let us remember, no matter what God allows in our life, let us live our Blessed Mother's fiat. Be it done unto me according to thy word. God, Almighty God, knows everything, past, present, and future. And if we try to truly conform our wills to the will of God, then God will bless our lives, and we will bring down abundant fruits from heaven, graces for souls, souls to be saved, souls that we may never even see in our lifetime. The sacrifices that you make as religious sisters, it might bring about a conversion of a poor sinner on his deathbed. It might be the means of someone becoming knowledgeable of the true faith and following that path. Just yesterday, I was speaking to a man who was a Jehovah's Witness, and he realized that Jehovah's Witness was a false religion, a false church. He became Catholic, and then he realized his promise in the modern so-called Catholic Church. He's become traditional Catholic. He and his wife and children, and he has a miracle of grace. And in the midst of all the darkness and confusion of the world, that this man could find a true faith and understand and comprehend in great detail exactly what's going on in the world, exactly what's going on in the church. Those were graces that were merited. And how important it is, as we were saying yesterday, when we say that fiat today and for the rest of our life and every moment of our life, let us do that with generosity. If you serve God with your whole heart, mind, and soul generously, God will reward you abundantly. He'll give you a peace and a happiness that the world cannot give. The world doesn't understand what things are all about. You could talk to a pagan, and you think, what a waste of life, someone to become religious, and wear all that clothing, and hide their beauty, their natural beauty, and hide their hair, and just be so encumbered by all that habit, and to live a life on a schedule, and prayers, and sacrifice. But the world doesn't understand. People live for here and now, when they get to the end of their life. When they stand before God, they're going to stand before God empty-handed. God's going to ask them, what did you do with your life? It's not going to matter whether you gain the whole world, but if you suffer the loss of your soul, you've wasted your life. It's been a complete failure. But for those who understand and have that lively faith, when God whispers in the heart and soul to come follow me, and you respond to that, God will reward you a hundredfold in this life and in the life to come, eternal happiness. So we would like to especially congratulate the families, friends, and relatives of these postulants as they become novices, pray for their perseverance. And let us remember, too, as you take this step, the devil's not going to throw in the towel, give up, oh, they're a novice now, or they're in a religious life, and I'm going to stop working on them. No. The devil may not try to hit a home run or a grand slam and try to have you leave your vocation, but he will try to have you not be as generous in the service of God, cutting corners and maybe not being as fervent as possible. And that is really the key to success. It's not beginning well, it's finishing well. And that means to persevere every single day, serving God generously with love, a love burning in your heart, to know Him, to love Him, and to serve Him. And how important it is, too, that you persevere to the end. When we think of our Blessed Mother, she is your model to imitate. Her humility and her conformity to the will of God and her burning love for God. So it's our firm hope and prayer as you become novices that you will be images of our Blessed Mother. When people look at you and see you, they're going to see the wonderful example of your spiritual mother, the Mother of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.